All right. Hey, girls.
Hello.
Hey. All right. So I feel like it's been a while since we've been together.
Yeah.
But I think we will make up for it tonight.
I think this is gonna be fun.
This is gonna be fun. All right, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Jess and I are wearing our tinfoil hats, and I see that you have placed yours on the table. So
I should put it back on.
Yes, because once we get going, we want to be protected. So we'll tell everyone what we're doing tonight is a podcast on conspiracy theories.
Okay.
And it's going to be fun.
Well, it's going to be important.
It is important.
More than fun.
It is important. And I might... Yeah. I might recommend that as you're listening to this, you might want to make your own tinfoil hat and wear it so that you too will be protected. Because we don't want any of these outside influences getting inside.
True.
If they will.
True.
So what is a conspiracy theory? I have a couple definitions for you before we get going.
I always consider it like a theory that explains an event as being the result of a plot by a covert group or organization, a belief that a particular unexplained event was caused by such a group.
Have you?
Yeah, I've always thought that.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty close. It's pretty close. And then there's another definition.
What's that one?
Did you ever... that one is the idea that many important political events or economic and social trends are the products of secret plots that are largely unknown to the general public.
No, that's
that
not.
Isn't one.
That's not what it is.
No, it's, I think, it, you know, it's, it could be either of those things. But you're probably more close to what the actual definition is.
Perfect.
So, I have 15, the top 15 conspiracies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure
we're just going to scratch the surface. There's at least 30.
At least.
Out there.
Yeah.
Probably 30,000 conspiracies. But all right. So how about the idea that there's that life on Mars and the Anunnaki are related? Now.
Noki? Isn't that like a soup?
Anunnaki.
Oh.
Anunnaki. So does that sound familiar to you? Like. That was one of the religious things when we
Anunnaki?
Did the religious group. Anunnaki.
I don't remember talking about that.
No. Like there was a group that worshipped the Anunnaki.
I don't remember that.
All right.
But
I'll have to look into that because I might have just left that one out.
I feel like
of
you
our
did.
Religious podcast.
Yeah.
But all right. So ever since photos of Mars were taken from the Viking orbiter in 1976,
the face on Mars.
The answer to the question of if there was life on Mars seems to be yes. Photos depicting an enormous face staring up from the surface proved to be eerie. The pictures also included a sphinx and a five-sided pyramid.
Okay.
All right. So, when Zachariah Sitchin released findings of tablets in what used to be Sumeria, Sitchin describes the writings... telling of the Anunnaki, which he said is a superior alien race that came down and taught the Sumerians new technology.
Okay.
So many speculate that the formations on Mars' surface were built by the Anunnaki, the alien race, the superior alien race, which also opened up the idea that the Great Pyramids, because they saw a Sphinx and... pyramids on Mars were built by aliens using humans as slave workers.
Yeah.
So
I think it holds water.
I have a feeling you're gonna agree with a lot of these.
You think?
I think so.
I don't know. That one's kind of making sense.
Mean,
to me.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how did the pyramids get on Mars and in the desert?
There's no
if not for an alien race of being, a superior race of being.
Right. Yeah.
So you come up with your own theory, Amy.
Okay. I will.
I like that one. Okay, you probably are familiar with this next one. Who really wrote the plays of Shakespeare?
Yeah. I do think it was more than one person.
Just why? What makes you think that?
I heard it and I liked the sound of that theory.
Oh, like Jess likes the Mars Anunnaki theory. That's all you need is.
I
think one's a little more far fetched than the other.
I know, my Shakespeare theory.
Don't want to embarrass you, but
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Thank you for considering my feelings. Yeah, I know. It's because my tin hat's not as big as your guys. That's probably. Why.
I'm sure that's why.
Yeah.
Ours are taller.
They are.
And they cover more of our head.
Mine's more just like a piece of tin foil that's been draped over my head.
It does look like. Yeah, but it has a fancy like upturn.
Yeah.
In the front.
Right.
Fancy. The scotch tape really clashes it up.
I know. It's like a brooch.
Hey, it could have been duct tape.
It could have been. I mean, it would have been slightly more absurd.
What do you want? I'm not a hat maker.
Should be.
A haberdasher?
No, Mr.
I'm not a haberdasher, damn it.
It's not easy to make a hat out of tinfoil.
That's, well, clearly. And we have the photos to prove it. I really hope it's not easy, because...
Well, maybe for somebody it is.
I guess, for a haberdasher.
So it said, since there's very little historical information about Shakespeare, conspiracy theorists believe that the actor could not have possibly written the plays, rather... He was an actor.
He wasn't real. He was many people.
No, so you don't even believe there's the William Shakespeare?
No, he's not Jesus.
Well, like a clearly. A doubting Hamlet.
Oh, that old phrase.
Oh, Jeff, that's funny. So they believe that
she laughed very hard, thinking it was funny.
Could not have possibly written the plays, but rather was used as the author to cover up the real identity of the brilliant poet. Because people like to do that.
But regardless, okay.
Many believe that Shakespeare himself could not have had the education to write such profound works, that the most plausible author could be either Christopher Marlowe, Ben Jonson, Francis Bacon, or Sir Walter Raleigh. Mm-hmm. Yes, does that follow your theory, Amy?
Yep.
Okay. Do you think it was all of them?
Yeah,
I think it was.
Well, and there was that dumb that theory that he died like what on his birthday, because that would have just been so Shakespearean. Like, I hate that. Another reason I hate Shakespeare.
It's not his fault that dumb. People are it is his fault. About it.
Is he real or not?
Shakespeare.
Well, I think he's real. Well, he was an actor, according to. Paper. Website. According to the internet. All right, Jess, you like this one. Vaccination and autism.
Yeah.
Celebrity Jenny McCarthy has fought this fight for years. Although now, doesn't she
denies that she ever did, which is
like
baffling that she could even
she's
think
on
to do that.
The record.
Like multiple times for years. Yeah. Like, didn't she hold parades and stuff for it? Like,
yeah, she was.
Or marches, I guess, not really a celebratory parade.
Extremely
but,
vocal.
Yeah.
On camera.
Like, responsible for arguably the deaths of.
And the resurgence of, like, diseases that have been eradicated.
Yeah. Well, she and, like, illegal immigrants, I think, are both responsible for those resurgences, but. Anyway.
I think the real conspiracy theory is who's responsible for the resurgence of these diseases.
Yeah.
Jenny McCarthy.
Clearly. Yeah. Well, I do think she had a hand in it legitimately.
Because people listen.
How many people listen to
her? A lot of people. Because the people that don't vaccinate their kids say the things she said.
Because well, she cited that
she jumped on a bandwagon. Though.
Yeah, but she was some a loud voice because her son, who isn't he like not even autistic?
He doesn't even have autism. He has some other. Sir. I swear, it's like some other disease. It's something
like
else. There's a name for it.
Developmental.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not it's Asperger's.
It's not Asperger's.
Well, Asperger's is part of autism, isn't
it?
Yeah, like in that spectrum.
But he doesn't have that. He has something else.
Yeah, he has spawn of Jenny McCarthy disease.
Well, and
dummy disease.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Says it now, too.
Yeah, no, the two of them would, like...
Oh,
yeah.
He still says it? He still believes it?
He's just a nut anyway, though. I mean, that guy...
They're not together.
No, but I'm pretty sure he, like, pretty recently was saying that.
Yeah.
Well, so Robert Kennedy Jr. also voiced his opinion, saying he believes there's a conspiracy between scientists and the vaccine industry to hide the truth about the ingredients in vaccine shots. McCarthy has said that mothers from all over the world who have children with autism have said for years that, quote, we vaccinated our baby and something happened.
Okay.
They were protected against polio.
Yeah, exactly.
Measles, mumps, and rubella.
The stupidest thing ever is to assume that correlation is the same as causation.
You say that all the time.
Because it is so true, and it's so, like, clear.
Right.
That it's like, how can you see this, this plus this equals this? That's, how does that make any sense? There's so many other factors.
And it doesn't happen
like,
to everyone. I mean,
yeah.
No, I know.
Millions of children are vaccinated.
Yeah.
And nothing happened.
And then she tried to backpedal and say, no, I didn't say don't vaccinate your kids because they'll get autism. I just said that, like, we need to look at how many vaccines we're giving them at a time and maybe, like, slow down a little bit. And she just completely changed her tune.
I'm sure she got a lot of pushback
from ass.
The medical community.
Well, because the study that she cited was, like, completely fabricated.
Yeah, and he, like, apologized
yeah.
and retracted everything he said.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, like, proven that that's not true at all.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Well, no wonder she's backpedaling.
Yeah, but she's still, like, stuck to it. Like, well, I still think that there's...
Yeah.
Like, for years, because that came out, like, years ago, that it wasn't true, and then she was still...
She just kept going with it.
Yeah.
I know, it's too bad people can influence.
Yeah. I know, especially anybody negative. That could be influenced by Jenny McCarthy.
And I... Well, I mean, a lot of these celebrities, they... They speak and people listen and they think what they're saying is truth and people are, they don't look beyond.
But I don't think that George Bush does, I don't think he cares about black people.
Well,
I think Kanye was right.
Kanye said it, yeah.
Kanye said George Bush. Senior or
people.
The other one?
The younger one.
The younger one.
The younger one.
Not the older one.
Yeah.
Not the senior. Yeah, I don't think he liked Condoleezza Rice.
Bush?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's also done more for, like, starving people in Africa than, like, any president.
Well, he shouldn't have been starving anyone
I know.
It wasn't right.
Okay. It wasn't,
he had a lot of
the
African-American people in his
like
cabinet.
Colin Powell.
Condoleezza Rice.
Wasn't Colin Powell Clinton?
No,
it was Bush. He might have been with Clinton, too.
I feel like he was.
He might have been. I don't know. It's so long ago. Who can remember?
I saw somebody's name at work was spelled colon, like C-O-L-O-N.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh.
Cologne?
Maybe it was cologne. Let's say that.
Okay, but it was spelled colon.
Was it just like the punctuation mark?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, how about this one? We talked about this in one of our podcasts, pretty sure. Digital television and subliminal advertising. Remember our propaganda show?
Yeah.
Many conspiracy theorists believe that cameras and microphones have been secretly built into televisions so that the government could spy on people. Well, it's no secret. No.
Yeah, no, that's
they
not a secret. Like, and sometimes I... Like, feel like Bobby's video game consoles are, like, listening to me.
You want to bring this tinfoil hat home?
What's this about?
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, no. Can anyone hear the radio in my team? Which is me. You two look so ridiculous with those hats on.
What are you talking about?
Really? Both of you. Yeah, but I, like, came down and you were wearing them. It's not like I asked you to put them on.
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. You don't want to
so
be part
silly.
Of the team?
Well, I am, because I'm wearing mine. But it's just the two of you together, like, trying to hold a conversation. You look ridiculous.
So another theory along with this one is that subliminal messages are being broadcast
and
influence the viewers.
She should play a that.
I did in the subliminal messaging one. Maybe if you'd listen to it. I think I played the whole song.
I think you interrupted me while I was finishing.
No, so rude.
Another theory along with this one is that subliminal messages are being broadcast to influence the viewers with what the government and big industries want people to believe.
Yeah.
I think that's called a commercial.
I know.
I know.
Exactly. what a commercial is.
Yeah, and we're going to be seeing a bunch of them on Sunday during the Super Bowl.
Yes, you are.
Remember when Super Bowl commercials used to be good? You had to
get your plug in, didn't you?
I did. I raised $70 million, and the cutest commercial you see during the Super Bowl, that was me. Whatever it is, it was me. Thank you.
But they're not subliminal, that's the thing. I mean, I don't think to resort to subliminal
messages. Mine are all for cigarettes.
You're trying to get that going again?
Yeah, I want people to smoke cigarettes.
She's heavy on the marketing to children.
Yeah.
Well, either...
Yeah.
I don't know, people aren't having
they're
that many children,
though. They're easily swayed.
Maybe you need to target a certain community that are having a lot of children.
Like Inuits, or...
I'm not specifying.
Asian
I don't
people.
Roman Catholics.
Asia, I'll just go down to the casinos, because they don't smoke enough down... Asian people don't smoke enough cigarettes at the casinos, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Now you have a demographic to focus on. All right, here's one. Here's a conspiracy theory. Global warming.
Yes.
Global warming has been a hot topic ever since Al Gore brought it to the world stage. But many theorists believe that this to be a ruse in order to control the population's way of life. I think that's true. Mm-hmm. Raise taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely true.
Well, that's proven to be.
And intended to lead to more controlling tyrannical government. There's no doubt in my mind that that's
true. Well, and he's like got a ton of money invested in like green technology stuff. Like that's where he's making up his money now.
Yeah.
That's makes sense. Why wouldn't you do that? You invest in something and then scare the crap out of people.
Yeah.
And then
It's a big democratic, big government, socialist kind of thing to do. They like to scare us with the weather.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we're all agreed that global warming
aspects of it. Well, as far as like who's to blame, I think. Like, well, now they call it climate change, which is very convenient because it's like, well, yeah, that's what the climate does.
In fact, on the contrary, it's an inconvenient truth.
It is an inconvenient truth.
Says Michael Moore, right? Or was that?
No, that was
Al Gore's
book.
Was it his book?
It was his movie.
Who did a play off of it, though? Inconvenient Truth, and then. I don't know. Maybe I'm making it up.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of it. I'll think of it after.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's enough data to say. But I don't think they've been consistent with the science.
Remember when Bill Maher went on, like, Jay Leno?
It's settled science, Mom. Yeah,
he had a newspaper from the 70s that was about
global cooling. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So, it was cooling, now it's warming.
Yeah.
And the climate does change. I mean... It has.
That's why we've had ice ages and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a Dennis Miller bit about...
Oh, was it Dennis Miller?
The climate goes up like 1-point-something degrees every however many years. And he's like, I'm fine with it. Like, it was basically just like, so my grandkids will have to put on a sweater.
Right.
Or it'll be like a whopping like 3 degrees warmer when my great-great-grandkids... I forget, I'm butchering the joke, but...
No, but I get the point, though.
It was funny. And about, like, they've only been... Like, recording it for, what, like, 100 years? Like, the temperature?
Right.
And he's, like...
And, again, not consistently...
Well, and he's, like, sorry if I don't trust, like, Jedediah, like, with a thermometer.
Right.
Digging a hole in the ground back in the day.
These are just people...
Record keeping, yeah. Right.
All right, so this one, I've heard this before. I just don't understand. This is like, you're burying your head in the sand. You just don't want to... believe it, but the Holocaust. The people that believe the Holocaust is a hoax. Conspiracy theories claim that the Nazis never murdered over 6 million Jews during World War II, but claims of the Holocaust was conspired by the Jews to advance their own interests and to justify the creation of Israel. The deniers claim that any deaths which occurred in concentration camps were from starvation or disease, and not because of Nazi policy to exterminate the Jews.
It was just like a happy byproduct.
They just didn't feed them
or
give them any way out of the disease that would have killed them.
Yeah, that's a crazy one.
And they also believe the Diary of Anne Frank is a forgery.
What?
Right. Well, it would be pretty easy to forge. If you had to, just pretend to be like a sad teenage girl.
Justin Bieber thinks she would have been a believer.
She probably would have been.
She probably would
He
have
hopes
been.
She would have been a believer, right?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Is that what he said?
He hopes she would have been a believer.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, wasn't there that professor in, like, Florida who got fired a little while ago because he was, like, a Holocaust denier?
Hmm. Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember hearing that.
And then familiar. I think in Germany it's, like, illegal.
To not believe
to
it?
To deny,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, probably, yeah. Yeah. They're doing everything they can to get their reputation back.
Yeah, well.
Well, I know.
But then, like, you look at, like, Turkey still denies that the Armenian genocide occurred.
Right, well, because they were the ones who did it.
No, I know, but it's like they were, I remember I went with Kat when we were at Hofstra, the guy for that Serge Tarkanian or whatever, the guy from System of a Down,
yeah.
Put out a documentary about the Armenian genocide, and it was actually really, really good, but he was talking about National Geographic Turkey put, like a travel DVD in National Geographic, and like a chapter that was in it was like just denying the wow. Armenian genocide ever happened.
Wow.
And like National Geographic didn't like watch it, I guess, before they let it go through. I'm pretty sure it was some magazine like National Geographic, but
Highlights, I think it was.
It was Highlights magazine, all about the Armenian genocide. Goofus and Gallant were debating.
Yeah, because that is such a goofus move to deny,
I know,
the
Armenian genocide.
You're right.
But
certainly not Gallant, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of George Bush, I think he was the first president to...
Speaking of goofus.
Acknowledge. George W. was the first president to acknowledge. And I think he went up to Dick Cheney during the documentary, and Dick Cheney was talking about how, yes, it happened and all this. But it's just amazing that, like, nobody talks about Turkey and
I know.
Pieces of garbage there. And that's why I hate Russell Crowe, because he is also a denier, because he made a movie in Turkey.
Oh, okay.
So he denies that it ever happened.
See, again, we just need the celebrities to stop with their...
Yeah, well, he's just a drunk idiot, so...
All right, here's one. The Shroud of Turin. Turin! Yeah. The Shroud of Turin. You've never heard of the Shroud of Turin?
I think you could say it either way, though, right?
Oh.
It's one of those, like, con or can.
Forgive me.
Yeah. Oh, I beg your pardon. You know what I said? I said, excuse me. And what'd you say? You go, yeah, I you bet are. You are. So.
Like, you are not. No, yeah. I forgot.
I was, like, walking up the stairs and said, oh, pardon me. And she goes, yeah, I bet you are. I was like, what?
It was something like, it had nothing to do with what she said.
No.
Oh, sometimes Declan says, it's a little bit 5 o'clock.
Oh, what? That's so cute.
Just speaking of not making sense.
Yeah, but why does he say that?
I don't know.
It's a little bit.
I thought you guys would know.
So it's like that 3 p.m. feeling. Or it's a little bit 5 o'clock in here, you guys. Am I right?
It's like time for dinner.
It's time for me to get into my pajamas when I get home from work.
So the Shroud of Turin.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. There are two ways to say that, and you said neither.
The Shroud of Turin.
It's in Italy. It's not.
It's a hard R.
Yeah.
Turin.
Yeah. It's a guttural R.
Turin.
That's how it's technically pronounced, but.
Believe through the cloth which covered the body of Christ. Some say that it proves that Jesus survived the crucifixion and that the Vatican had tampered with the carbon dating results in order to protect the faith. Of course, the Vatican denies that, but the discussion of its authenticity continues.
I don't think it really does, though. I think it's pretty much been proven to be a fake. But yeah. Like an old fake. An
yeah.
old one.
But maybe the Vatican just didn't know. I mean, the science caught up with that. So.
I mean, even modern day police departments mishandle evidence.
All right, you know making a murderer.
Sometimes.
Even the Manitowoc County Police Department.
even them.
The finest law enforcement in our country who reside in Manitowoc.
Wisconsin.
We're stopping for a picture.
No, you're not. You're
Well, at the end of Making a Murderer, the Manitowoc police captain or chief or sergeant or whatever statement saying that he was a janitor in the building.
Yeah.
No, but he says
he
that
was
like
pretty high up.
He was the head janitor.
Yeah.
He said that he believes that they have the finest police officers in the country.
Oh, I'm sure.
Really?
In this podunk town.
After like, all this.
Like, that's the one
even
thing.
Without this, yeah, why would you be even in the running?
No, that's, like, the one thing that, like, people even who, like, who are up in the air about whether or not,
Stephen
Avery's guilty, like, everyone agrees that that police department is, like, corrupt. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what side you fall on,
yeah,
with his guilt
no
or
question.
Innocence, like, everybody believes that they're inept and terrible.
Yeah. All right,
that's
here's
unanimous.
One. Here's mm-hmm. one about the AIDS virus.
Oh.
Conspiracy theory about the AIDS virus. All right. Conspiracy theorists believe that the AIDS virus was created in a laboratory mm-hmm. and injected into homosexuals and African Americans by ruse of a hepatitis B experiment back in 1978.
Mm.
Thabo Mbeki, the former South African president, said that the scientific claims that the disease originated in Africa is false and that the U.S. government actually created the virus in a lab and is trying to place the blame on Africa. It's probably really Canada to blame.
Oh, probably.
Because you always want to blame Canada, right?
Blame yep. Canada.
Theorists believe that the AIDS virus was created by the CIA to rid the country of homosexuals
like
and
crack.
African Americans and to weaken the group's numbers.
Why?
Why not?
Oh, good point.
Thank you.
Well, the CIA must not like African Americans or homosexuals.
They must not like them very much.
So that's why they tried to do that.
Duh.
Checks out.
that would be the only explanation.
Yeah. It's a little bit over... Like, I don't think they had to go that far.
You think? Why?
I don't know.
To
blame it
on a continent? Or to, like, infect a whole continent?
Yeah, do you think... Do you mean to develop AIDS in a laboratory?
Yeah, like if they don't like them, they could have found other ways.
Yeah.
Like concentration camps?
Yeah.
Or slavery?
Probably.
Yeah.
Or crack cocaine?
I don't know. Margaret Sanger, have you ever heard of her? She's the one that started Planned Parenthood. Did we talk about her before?
Yeah, she started it.
She's not a big fan
of black people.
Yeah, that was... And now that I can believe.
Well, yeah,
because
it's
been,
like,
well,
documented.
Didn't she say that?
Yes, she
yeah.
did.
Yeah, so
and
why would
you
believe that?
Well,
it's right in the horse's mouth.
Another conspiracy theory. You know,
I don't think so, though, when it's, like,
no,
well documented that
somebody,
she said it.
Somebody, like rigged the audio or something.
I think we'd know. You know what I mean?
Well, it was, like, written down.
Well, they're saying that
they have her on video.
Yeah. I know.
Holding the newspaper.
No, did you hear the Planned Parenthood guys that
guys
that got
or like men?
The ones who the more recent ones.
Oh, the body selling, the body part
yeah,
selling.
Yeah, so the ones that got Planned Parenthood people on film
are being
were
sued.
Themselves, yeah, now they're going on trial.
For what?
Yeah. Like improper or illegally
like
videotaping.
Yes. Well, not wiretapping.
No, like that's what they call
illegally.
It.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's it. I don't know. But illegally.
No,
maybe not.
Illegally
taping,
taping,
like, without their consent.
Yeah.
But there are states where I think you can do that, and I feel like they did it in those states intentionally.
I don't know.
And they edited, like, 10 hours of video down to, like, 5 minutes or something. There are, like, a couple things, I think.
Still.
Well,
still.
If they say the things that they say within 5 minutes, then why would he want to, why would they want to keep the rest of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
I don't know.
Here's one. The death of Princess Diana.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard this one before. As soon as the news spread of Princess Diana's death, conspiracies were popping up everywhere, all of which claiming that the princess was murdered by the royal family
mm-hmm.
to stop Diana from releasing embarrassing and damaging information about Prince Charles.
Like what?
Like that the whole family's inbred and has been for
don't we
centuries.
All hear that already?
If that's already out there, why would they
no, I know.
Have to, you know, like...
cover it up.
Yeah.
Well,
why
kill the children?
Yeah.
The mother of his children.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Do you think he would do such a thing?
No.
Well, she knows Prince Charles pretty well.
Do you see him?
He's just not that type of guy.
I do see him.
Well, he's, it's like, he was caught in a recording saying pretty embarrassing things to Camilla.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they've all been, wasn't Fergie caught saying embarrassing things? And
she said something pretty scandalous.
It was like a couple years ago. And then, like, her husband or her ex-husband, right? Andrew? Is that her? No, who was?
Yeah,
Fergie's. Was it Prince Andrew?
Yeah, it was.
He was saying messed up stuff. Brother.
Brother, yeah.
Yeah, he was saying like messed up stuff on.
Messed up stuff.
What do you mean messed up?
Forget. Well, no, he was saying like things that he shouldn't have been saying, and it was
like sexual things.
I think so.
Well, that's what Prince Charles did on the phone with Camilla. He told her he wished he was her tampon.
Ew!
Swear to God, he said it. You can look.
That's so hot.
I know. I know. But it's like,
what's that's what an inbred says, because he thinks it's hot. Gross.
Isn't that disgusting?
Thanks for sharing, yeah.
He said it. Thank him.
She I will. Next time they speak, yeah.
Don't thank the messenger.
All right. The New World
it's
Order.
Bloody disgusting.
Ew. Jessica Anne. Awful.
All right. The Illuminati and the Freemasons, this is about the New World Order, are two of the many secret societies out there. Theorists believe that there is a New World Order that is going to come into effect and run the world under one worldwide government.
Run the world?
Girls.
The Beyonce song?
Yeah. Because
they say that
the song. In the NW.
Yeah, that he's an Illuminati.
That's an Illuminati.
Oh, really?
An
Illuminato.
Okay, that makes
sense. And she has a song that
goes, makes sense.
Who run the world? Girls.
That's the song that everyone always compares to Bohemian Rhapsody, where it's like she had, what, like 13 people wrote that song, and it's just that over and over again, and then I compare it to Freddie writing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Just one person.
Yeah. Signs like the pyramid and eye on the American dollar bill is said to be the work of the Illuminati. Many believe that
Jay-Z always goes like this. He like makes a
triangle behind the scheme to take over the world. We're going to talk a little bit later about the New World Order.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Because I think it's very interesting.
It's important.
It's important that we all know what's going on. I mean,
all right. I don't know what's so funny over there.
I don't know either. The moon landing. Though NASA has ousted all claims that the moon landing is a fake.
Typical.
Theorists believe that it was all staged because NASA desperately needed the glory of such an event and that the U.S. refused to lose the space race to the Russians.
To the Ruskies.
Well, hi. Obviously. Many believe that the technology it would take to actually land on the moon was not present back in the 1960s.
Hmm. It's an interesting theory, indeed.
Indeed.
Hmm. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the technology was in the 60s.
Stanley Kubrick filmed it all.
To me,
that's also the theory.
That Stanley Kubrick filmed it all?
Mm-hmm.
Why him?
I forget. Why there's not? A bunch of. You're not going to be able to get into that.
What's your password?
I'm not telling you. It's not roller coaster.
Is it Rosebud?
No.
Is it Elaine?
No. No. It's numbers.
When was Elaine born?
I don't even know when Elaine was born.
Okay.
No, and then in The Shining, because you know how Danny's wearing, well, I don't know if you would know, but in The Shining, Danny's wearing, like, an Apollo, whatever the Apollo mission was, he's wearing, like, that, his sweater has, like, the Apollo rocket on it, and they think that that's, like, Stanley Kubrick being, like, wink, wink,
because
I filmed the moon landing, that's right. Because there are many conspiracy theories regarding The Shining as well.
Really?
And that is one of them, is that he, like, incorporated all these things.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right. Roswell. In 1947, a press release was issued from the Roswell Army Airfield claiming that a flying disc had been recovered from a ranch in New Mexico. Rumors of bodies being found at the crash site caused many theorists to believe that the U.S. government is keeping the truth of aliens from the public.
Are they dead bodies?
Later, the military took back its claim and said that, in fact, it was just a weather balloon that was recovered and that the bodies, quote unquote, were actually test dummies.
Okay.
The amount of security surrounding Area 51 is proof enough to many that the government is definitely hiding a flying saucer and bodies of aliens from the public. See, that's very X-Files.
It is very X-Files. That's how X-Files opened this year.
Yep.
Was with the spaceship crashing.
Mm-hmm. See?
And, like Independence Day. One of my favorite movies of all time. They go to Roswell.
I love Area 51. That movie, too.
I do, too, and the second one's coming out soon.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. We should see
but
it together.
But Captain Hilliard won't be in it. Isn't that depressing? Will Smith.
Oh, yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Because he was demanding a higher salary, and they couldn't pay him what he wanted.
Well.
Is what's his name in it?
Jeff Goldblum's in it.
I love him.
And everybody's in it.
Who's everybody else?
Harvey Fierstein.
No, he died.
Judd Hirsch.
In the
God, I just got scared. I thought he was dead.
No, not in real life, no.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Judd Hirsch, I think, would imagine is in it.
Who
is
the partner? Any closer and you'd look like Mom.
That's a different movie.
I know, but it's still him.
I think, well, Harry Connick Jr. is dead, so.
Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah, yes, she is in
it. Oh, I'm thinking Men in Black.
Harry Connick Jr. was in that movie?
Yeah, he was the buddy, the one that got killed in the... Ooh, he took his mask off and then he got blown up when they were flying, when they were fighting in the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, and who was the one that was the scientist?
Oh, Data from Star Trek. Yeah.
He was awesome.
He was great. He was the crazy scientist. And remember, he got like choked out by the alien.
And he had long hair.
Yes. And crazy.
Yeah.
I remember
that was Data from Star Trek?
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Opie and Anthony, when they talk about Independence Day, which is like one of my favorite bits of all time, because Patrice O'Neill's in it.
Yeah.
But they, he talks about how he's, like, such a great character in that movie, because he's, like, perfect in that role. Like, you can believe that he's, like, a weirdo that just lives at Area 51.
Yeah.
And is, yeah. No, he's awesome in that movie. A lot of people are really great, and a lot of people are really terrible in that movie. Vivica. Robert Loggia just died. He was in that.
Oh, yeah.
Vivica's in it.
Vivica the Fox.
Vivica the Fox.
What about the president?
I don't think Bill Pullman's in it.
Why?
And then remember
they got Bill Paxton.
Yeah, they got Bill Paxton. Remember, you know how Anne from Arrested Development was the daughter? She's not in it. They got another girl to like be her. And it's like, but she's still an actress. And it's her. Randy Quaid died at the end. Remember, he flew his plane up into the.
Maybe and get him in I guess flashback they have or something.
That was the alternate ending,
he's
too.
He's living in Canada or something.
No, he's a nut. Yeah, he's full of conspiracy theories about everybody wanting to get him. Like, and, like, Jews want to get him, like, he thinks. Oh. And, he's
he needs medication.
Oh, big time. That weird wife of his.
Yeah.
I think she's not.
I am fairly certain they videotaped themselves.
But it was, they were pretending, and he made her wear, like, a Rupert Murdoch mask or something weird.
Oh, my.
But they were, like, pretending. So gross. What a nut. Who would have thought Cousin Eddie was so messed up?
All right, 9/11.
Mm.
Though terrorists of Al-Qaeda have claimed responsibility.
Al-Qaeda.
Have claimed responsibility for the attacks that occurred on September 11, 2001. Many believe that the U.S. government knew of the upcoming attack and did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy theorists believe that the way the two towers went down proves that the U.S. government either planned the attack or aided in the complete destruction of the towers to fuel hatred. Okay. And to justify the wars in Afghanistan Iraq.
Purest motive there is. Feeling hatred.
Yeah.
And justifying wars.
Yes.
That's who we are.
Yeah.
That's who we are.
At our core.
Yes.
Charlie Sheen was a witness to the attacks, and he thought that when the buildings came down, he he thought they looked. It looked like a controlled demolition.
Did it? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. He's an expert on controlled demolition.
Yeah.
I assume.
Yeah, of course.
Well, he actually had a controlled demolition of his own.
Of his brain. Life and career.
Yeah. That's true.
His brain.
It was a controlled substance.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay. The JFK assassination.
Yeah.
Yes.
On November 22nd, 1963, President John Kennedy was assassinated. Theories
what?
Abound.
Theories abound. On November 22nd, 1988, Anthony Solitario was born.
Oh.
No way.
Yep.
Wow.
Coincidence?
I think so.
It has nothing to do with anything.
On April 13th.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, theorists claim that there were more than one shooter, that Lee Harvey Oswald was not responsible for the sole killing of the president. Some believe Oswald was either a patsy or worked for the FBI, KGB, or the mafia. To this day, the debate continues about how many shooters there were, where the shooters were, and who was really behind the assassination.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, what do you think?
Mine's boring. I just think it was Lee Harvey Oswald because it makes sense.
In the book depository mm-hmm. with a rifle.
In the book suppository.
Who called it that?
Steve Nagel called it the book suppository accidentally when Brayden and I were talking with him about something. He said I didn't have the heart to correct him.
Oh, no. So. That's funny. You should have. All right. I don't know. I mean, I think Oswald could have been working for the KGB or the Mafia or Cuba. Or
well, he was in Russia for... He was a Cuban,
was.
Like, sympathizer,
oh, yeah,
and his wife was Russian.
Wait, then why would it not have been?
Because, well, I think it was just him, like, a lone wolf scenario.
Yeah, he might have just been trying to get, you know, in the graces of the communists. And
yeah, exactly.
Trying to make a name for himself. I mean, there's lots of ways. It's just weird how he was, like, in the spot and... You know how
well, and it all lines up with where he was.
Everything. Yeah,
like everything forensically
it fell into
lines
place
up
for him to do it too.
Yeah,
though.
And he was like a sharpshooter when he was
right,
in the military,
I know.
And yeah. So I don't know whether or not he was like set up to do it.
We'll
I do think he
know.
Carried it out.
We'll never know.
I
yeah,
don't
I
really
do.
Know if he.
Yeah,
I don't think he was prompted by anybody, but
well. Who can
I think
say?
He was in that?
All right, and Jesus and Mary Magdalene
had a child.
The romantic interlude. The idea that Jesus and Mary Magdalene were actually married has been a hot topic of debate. Though glorified in the Da Vinci Code, the basis of the theory comes from a document found in 1945 called the Gospel of Philip.
Huh.
It says that Jesus had preferred the company of Mary over any other disciple. And that Jesus would kiss Mary on the mouth.
Well, ooh, scandalous.
Why wouldn't
call
he?
Mary
so European.
Jesus' companion and is still being disputed today by religious experts.
Wow.
Weren't the other disciples men?
Yeah.
Yes.
So why wouldn't he prefer her company?
Agreed.
Because he was God.
He wasn't. He was a human. He was flawed, just like the rest of us. Right? Wasn't that the point?
Well, he was perfect.
He was perfect. He was
so
a cat.
The opposite of what I said.
In fact.
He was a cat.
Well, so. Yeah, but he could still prefer her company.
Yeah, maybe she's just a cool chick.
Maybe he just likes boobs.
Hey.
Like every guy, right? Am I right?
Yeah. Not every guy.
No?
Well, that's true. Well,
yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean,
that is true.
Come on.
I know gay guys
unless
who like boobs, though.
You really?
I don't think
nobody
gay guys
like
man
boobs.
Yeah. Well, some of them, I think.
See?
Bears.
You can't just.
Let's break it down.
You can't just say.
I'm going to have to get a gay guy in here to break it down because
right.
One gay guy knows what every other gay guy likes.
Well, right. It's true. They're all the same.
They're literally all the same.
So. All right, so do you want to talk a little bit about the New World Order, some conspiracy theories?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So there's this The Ten Kings Prophecy. Conspiracy theories that begin with the Bible are nothing new, but according to some people, the New World Order was very specifically predicted in the Book of Revelation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Ten Kings Prophecy is the theory that 10 nations will rise to power and create a new government. The prophecy usually quoted for this comes from Revelation 17:12, which reads, "And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings in 1 hour with the beast."
Just 1 hour?
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So clearly that's about the 10 nations rising, creating a new government.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you didn't read that in there? No.
Revelations.
The idea of a small group of people ruling the world is entirely what the New World Order is about. So it's no wonder that this is seen as a direct prediction of a New World Order.
Who run the world? Girls.
And if you study a prediction enough, you'll start to see it everywhere. The problem, of course, is that nobody can actually agree on where it's happening. There are those who think that the Club of Rome is the seat of the New World Order.
I'm one of them.
Because they published a paper in 1973 that recommended splitting the world into 10 regions. If you crawl even deeper into the fog, you find others touting the G8 as the group of 10 kings from Revelation.
Except there are only 8.
There are only 8 world leaders in the G8. But proponents of the theory predict that it will one day expand to include 10 core nations. So... signaling the start of Armageddon and probably the end of life as we know it.
Yeah. Probably.
Right?
More than likely.
Well, I mean, if it's in Revelation. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, then there's population control. In order to maintain its iron grip over the world, the New World Order would have to trim off some of the excess population. Amy just shivered.
I'm fine with that.
She's really getting into this.
Yeah. Someone just walked over my grave. Uh-oh. That's what happened.
According to conspiracy theorists, that means killing most of the planet and leaving about 2 billion people to continue the human race.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
What if you're not one of them?
Whatever.
These survivors would obviously be the best of the best. So they're going to answer off.
Yeah.
So
it's obviously...
If you fall into any of these groups, you might be okay.
Okay.
Scientists?
Nope.
Engineers?
No.
Writers?
No.
Well, I'm good.
Podcasters? Good. Yeah, you were.
And politicians.
Politicians?
And they would live underground in cities connected by maglev trains.
By what
Alternatively, they'll use
maglev?
You just breeze right over that.
I know.
Maglev.
Pardon me, I know.
Maglev. M-A-G-L-E-V.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
She's not going to be. Oh, no, you will be here, though. You need to find out what a maglev train is.
Oh, well, I'm sure I'll know. I mean, they'll
you'll find out. You'll be like, oh, duh, that's a maglev train when you're being thrown onto it.
To go underground.
Yeah. With the mole people.
Alternatively, they'll use alien technology to build bases on the moon.
Okay. So it's like that, that Twilight Zone where it's a cookbook.
Yes.
Yeah, where they're all having it again on the spaceships.
Yep, yep.
It's a cookbook to serve man.
That's right. They're not serving you.
Yeah.
They're eating you. Exactly how the New World Order will trim down the population.
That's what it is.
I know. That's
not to serve man. And she's like, what? And she's like, he's like trying to get her off the rocket ship. And she's just like, what's, I can't hear you. Like walking onto the rocket ship. Like, maybe stop and get off. He's screaming something. Okay, bye.
Let that be a lesson.
Yeah.
If I'm behind you screaming.
Don't just smile and keep walking. Right. Yeah.
But what if you were screaming like, run, go, stop here, get away.
Yeah.
Don't come back here.
Yeah. If I see you going in the right direction, I'm not going to yell.
You'll just stand there and cross your arms and nod.
Nah, I'm like, you're doing it.
That's my girl.
I'll be pointing. You go, girl.
Keep going.
Yeah. So exactly how the New World Order will trim down the population is a point of contention among theorists. Some believe oh, here we go. A virus.
You guys are like stepping all over each other tonight.
I think it's our turn now.
I think so too. Your brainwaves are, yeah.
That's mom's version of, okay, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm talking. What were you saying? Never mind. I don't even want to say it anymore.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Remember in Horrible Bosses when Colin Farrell tells Jason Sudeikis, he's like, I think we need to trim the fat.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean? And he's like, I'll just fry the fat people.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He's just, like, doing cocaine the whole time. He's wicked funny in that movie.
I know, he's so gross.
I'm going to fire the fat people. Oh my god.
Okay, sorry, Mom.
Alright, so, some believe that a virus bioengineered by the New World Order,
AIDS,
or the CIA,
or the Zika, what's that virus that's
Zika.
Going on? Zika?
Isn't that funny? You used to call
Zeke, I know. Zika, like, I thought that too. I'm like, oh!
They heard you. Yeah. See, they're listening. Remember when Amy had like a croupy cough?
Yeah.
She would call it Zeke?
Yeah.
So there's this, it has nothing to do with croupy cough.
No.
It's a virus.
Yeah, and you're born with a tiny head.
Yeah.
Yeah, encephalitis, is that what it is?
No.
No, it's high.
No, it is encephalitis.
It's some kind of cephaly.
Yeah,
but it's
not what I just said.
It is what you just said.
Okay, thank you, Mom. No,
hydrocephalus.
Yes, yeah, hydrocephalus. Yeah. All right, sorry.
Big bird disease.
Yeah, they call it born with feathers and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So a virus bioengineered will wipe out the majority of the population. Others hold firm that Obamacare is slowly poisoning people with vaccines.
What? I've never heard that.
And then other purported methods range from devastating drone strikes to educating people about abortion.
Okay. But I saw a thing, though, the other day that they were saying that the mosquitoes might be, like, genetically modified mosquitoes that are giving people the Zika virus or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's another one.
Yeah.
It was in Texas.
And it's, well, yeah, but, and they were saying it was, like, sexually transmitted, too, but it's down in South America is where it started, I think.
Yeah.
And then it made its way up here, because that's where all the babies are being born with the tiny heads on the normal bodies.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I know.
It sucks to be poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an understatement, probably, but.
No, right? Understatement of the year.
It must suck to have, like, a birth defect.
Yeah, probably.
You're totally jacked up forever.
All right, here's one. Silent sound spread spectrum.
Mom's practicing her alliteration.
I know, it's a vocal exercise.
One big theory about...
You should have done this before the podcast.
I do get in trouble if
loose
I don't practice.
Lips sink ships.
Yeah.
One big theory about the New World Order is that they use mind control on the general population. While that's a constant in almost every conspiracy theory, New World Order believers think that when the time comes, the world leaders will flip a switch and instantly force the population into submission. If such a technology were that important to achieving their totalitarian goals, they would obviously try to test it first. Silent sound spread spectrum, SSSS,
Peter picked a pickle.
Is the term most commonly used, although it's also called voice to skull.
Voice to skull?
Technology. V2K, we will call it from
henceforth. Voice to
skull?
Skull.
They say V2K. Boy. I don't know.
Okay. Sounds cooler than V2S.
Yeah. Exactly. It's almost a cliche these days when a person complains that the government is putting voices in their heads, and they can't do that with us. Tonight.
No,
but they're
cannot.
Still popping up all over the place. One example that's always repeated on conspiracy theory websites is that the U.S. military used SSSS on Iraqi soldiers, causing them to surrender immediately.
Well, then it worked, didn't it?
The idea of setting up a system to send microwave signals, not penetrating here, into the mind of every American, not to mention the rest of the world, is ludicrous at best. But this theory is a cornerstone of the New World Order curriculum.
Hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Here's something called the Bohemian Grove.
Sounds cool.
The Bohemian Grove is a very real thing.
It's
a compound
it's
in Sonoma County, California.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. which is a lovely part of California.
It is. Wineries and such.
Mm-hmm. It's owned by the Bohemian Club, a grouping of the world's leaders, artists, and captains of industry
that
boasts several thousand members. Every year, these men get together and do something. According to one writer who sneaked in, the retreat involves a lot of drinking and peeing in bushes.
Well,
in other words, Saturday.
Right?
Yeah. But according to the people who haven't been there, the Bohemian Grove is a dark place of pagan rituals and devil worship, a birthing ground for devious plans to initiate the New World Order. It's also here that they ritually burn a human in effigy while wearing robes and chanting a prayer to Moloch. Reagan, the Bushes, and Henry Kissinger are reported to be members, to name a few.
Like the Skull and Bones or whatever?
Yeah.
Isn't that it?
Yep.
At Yale?
Yep, the Skull and Bones Club. Nixon famously an insensitivity... Oh, I can't read that.
Insensitively.
Speaking of insensitively.
Then there was... since the Geronimo Skull, since many members of the Bohemian Club... They also named all these, like, Republicans, as though it's only Republicans who are involved in this.
We run the world.
Girls.
No. Republicans.
Since many members of the Bohemian Club are also members of Yale's prestigious Skull and Bones Club, the theft of Geronimo's skull in 1918 is worth mentioning. According to the Apache warlord's descendants who sued Yale University in 2009, Prescott Bush, George W.'s grandfather, and a group of Skull and Bones members raided Geronimo's grave and made off with his skull and his left hand.
This is a theory?
Yep. They placed the skull in a glass case in the secretive tomb where the society holds their meetings.
The Bohemian Club?
Yeah. Why would they want to do that? And what does it have to do with the New World Order?
Why not?
The history of Skull and Bones is complex, but it is believed to have originated in Germany in the 1800s. Because of that origin, the Skull and Bones is closely connected to the Bavarian Illuminati, which gives it inextricable ties to the development of a one-government world. As for Geronimo's skull, Prescott Bush once served as a volunteer at Fort Sill, where Geronimo was buried, and heard a story that the warrior had been blessed with unnatural power. Probably wanting to preserve a relic of that power, the Skull and Bone Society appropriated the skull for their own use.
Cultural appropriation.
Of course. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think that we'll move on from our New World Order.
Okay.
I have some other, but those were interesting, huh?
They are.
Yeah, very.
Okay, fun. All right, how would...
Yeah.
Well, if you don't take them seriously, clearly we do.
They're fun. It's like crying in the corner.
I know.
I do. Yeah.
I mean, it's only wearing our hats that make us safe.
Yeah.
So how would you like... I don't know if you heard about this. A 99-year-old woman in Miami said she woke up to find an animal on her chest.
Yeah, I saw
what?
It was so weird.
She called her son-in-law at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he came rushing over. His name is Carlos Aguilares. He
Italian?
Rushed over and found the animal that had terrified his mother-in-law. The only other person in the home was her live-in caregiver. The animal was a kinkajou, which is big.
Yeah, they're big and weird looking. Like cute, but very weird looking.
Cute, but straight, yeah. Usually found in the rainforests of Central and South America. The animal was in the attic when he got there.
Was it Anthony Weiner?
It does look a little like Anthony Weiner.
No, cute.
They lured it out with food.
No.
Kinky Jew.
No, I do. Carlos Danger.
Yeah, see? Perfect.
Yeah, Carl, wasn't the son-in-law Carlos or something? What was his name?
Carlos Aguilera.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was that his name, Carlos?
Carlos the son?
Yeah. Was
Carlos Aguilera.
Oh, see? Oh my God, it's all coming together.
That was way...
What a conspiracy theory we have brewing.
That's something. Yeah. That's cool, Anne.
Thanks.
So they named it Banana.
Aww. Is it like a monkey type of thing? Is it like
it's
a
like
lemur?
It's like a lemur kind of, but like how the big tail is it's
long. It's big.
Is it as big as mom?
Big as Rory.
Oh.
It might be as big, big as me.
It's as big as my 7-pound dog. It's huge.
It might like, be as big as me.
Yeah.
It's so petite.
Just stretch it out.
It's also called a honey bear.
Because
they raid bees' nests.
Not a honey
by
badger.
By slurping honey from the hive.
It's vicious. Ew. You of all people are making that noise.
Yeah, really. All right, how about this? In Germany, party goers are being warned not to wear a brand of grotesque false teeth after a retailer discovered the product may be extremely hard to remove.
It turns you British.
That's so great.
The Swiss-based Manor chain markets rotten teeth, R-O-T-T-I-N, teeth.
With like a Gorilla Glue liner.
As a movie-quality costume accessory.
That's amazing.
Advertised with the slogan, quote, stay put, ... teeth will fit exactly in your mouth.
Whoa.
That's a weird slogan.
Yeah,
this
I know.
This is what they look like.
Why would that be their slogan? Oh, yeah, they're... Oh, my God, that's horrifying.
Let me see.
It's like Austin Powers' teeth, but, like, it's like if Austin Powers were missing every other tooth.
Yes, exactly. The catchphrase proved to be true, however, and Manor was forced to issue a product recall after learning that users might not be able to remove them.
It seems like it's expressly saying that, though.
Yeah, it's the opposite
it's
of false
like,
advertising.
By the way, these are permanent, and you'll never be able to get them off. Like, that's their slogan.
Well, I don't think that was the intention.
It seems like it, though, because really? Why else would that be your slogan? It's like, these aren't going anywhere. It's like, oh my God, they don't come off. Nobody
stay
warned
put,
us.
Stupid. They literally
Stupid. It's like an Asian person wrote that.
Oh my gosh. That's so
that
funny.
Is odd. Stay put. Don't go anywhere.
They're selling them to, there's an annual carnival that they hold in Europe's German-speaking countries, so they're being sold. Peace time is in February, they cost like $10.
This is like a Jewish-owned corporation. It's like a little passive-aggressive.
Oh, all right, I'll stop with this. Do you have a joke?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, and then I'll do my final.
Okay.
My final.
Let's see.
Is this a listener suggestion?
No.
Oh, you're not going to do that one?
Yeah, I am.
Oh. So it is a listener suggestion.
Well, I wasn't going to do that one first. I did that one first.
No, do whatever you want.
What does a painter do when he gets cold?
What?
He puts on another coat.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
If you take an Asian man and spin him around 3 times, does he become disoriented? What do you call Batman when he skips church?
What?
Christian Bale.
Oh, I get it.
That's funny.
Why doesn't Hitler play ping pong?
Why?
Because he's dead.
That's a good one. That sounds like a German joke.
It does. No, that's German humor.
So this one is this is a listener suggestion.
Oh. Yes.
What do you call a person with Down syndrome who also has diabetes?
What?
A sweet potato.
I don't get it.
It's okay. I got it, and it made me laugh
that's
a little too
Michelle.
Hard.
That's from our listener.
Yes.
Michelle. And I just think it's in poor taste. I think it's inappropriate.
It's
I want
so
to be on the record as saying no reflection of who I am as a person.
It was specifically recommended that you read it as a Jessica joke, and you did.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Gotta give them what they want.
Yep.
All right.
That's funny.
That means it's time for the latest
I have to start putting that echo back on the latest poop stories.
Yeah. All right, so guess who is interested in our poop?
Bill Gates.
Oh, well.
Bill Gates wants to turn your poop into clean drinking water.
Oh, didn't we do this?
No.
I thought we did.
No. I'm sure we've done clean drinking water things. So he, in a blog post and video, he showed off what he called an ingenious machine. It's a steam-powered sewage processor that burns up solid waste and creates potable water and electricity. It's called an omniprocessor, designed and built by the Washington-based engineering firm Janicki Bioenergy, which is receiving funds from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to further develop the technology.
Mm-hmm.
He believes that the machine can help solve one of the developing world's biggest problems, access to clean water.
It is important, though.
Yep. At least 2 billion people the world over relieve themselves in bathroom facilities that aren't properly drained, according to Gates, who also noted that many others don't have access to bathrooms at all and must defecate out in the open.
Nice.
All of this improperly processed waste contaminates drinking water of millions of people in communities around the globe, killing about 700,000 children every year. Yeah, so anyway, so the machine gets loaded with sewer sludge that travels up a conveyor belt and is fed into large tubes known as dryers. The dryers boil the sludge, removing all the liquid and capturing it as water vapor, which is then heavily processed, making it suitable to drink. They're hoping to use it in third world countries.
I would hope. I don't think we really need that. Or the Bohemia Club. It sounds like they do a lot of
Sonoma,
outside
California.
Bathroom activities. Yeah.
No, that's Sonoma. Silly.
Yeah, but also Flint.
So there you have it.
Nice. All right, well, I think that about does it.
Oh, I think it does. What was fun?
It was fun.
That was cool.
It was a good way to come
back for
a couple weeks.
It was important.
It was important.
It was important for you to know. All right, so peeps,
and then we're get
your tin hats ready.
Weeks.
Yeah, we are off for a few weeks.
Because you're going away.
I am.
On a fun trip.
I hope it's a fun trip.
I hope so. You're going to go look at poor countries from a big boat.
That's right. We're going to walk through and not buy any of the things that they're trying to sell
like
so that they can
weed
live.
Or, yeah.
Sometimes they try to sell weed. Yeah,
I'm sure.
Well,
a lot of the time.
Yeah. They try to sell hats and clothes and stuff.
Well, you've got your own hats that you're going to
be
bringing.
Now I know how to make hats, so...
And they're quite fashionable, so...
I know. Yeah, check out our hats. We're going to put them on our...
website.
On our website, for sure.
Oh, they'll be up there.
And,
I can't get enough of them. And I just want people to, like, look at the picture of them and then just imagine the two of you talking this entire time as if you're not wearing them.
You were wearing them, too.
I know, but mine doesn't even look like yours. Mine, again, looks more like a conquistador hat.
Or like,
like a very like subtle
Brad Pitt in Troy. Or
yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm
picturing.
Like a Greek thing.
Yeah. But yours are like signs level, like Abigail Breslin.
Yours was the first one I made.
Can
well,
maybe Rory
thanks.
Cochran.
Who?
Yeah. Rory Culkin. Rory Culkin.
The rural juror. Yes, you can be Rory Culkin. I think I saw him in New York and got a picture with
him. You did. Him and Michael Cera.
Yeah, I didn't get a picture with Michael. Well, I got
everyone.
A picture,
got a picture
of Michael Cera.
Michael Cera.
Because he wasn't taking pictures. He was being a real D-bag.
Was he really?
Yeah. He was just weird. It was disappointing.
Oh, well. You know.
What can you do on that note?
It was fun. I love you, girls.
And screw you, Michael Cera.
Yeah. Oh, and I do want to say, I hope Matt Bergen gets better.
Oh,
because he was one of our guests.
Yes,
on
he
here,
was.
And,
yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
I just really, he's not doing too well right now.
Well, we're praying for
him. So hopefully he gets better. He's a strong kid.
He's a really nice boy.
He's a very sweet kid and only really wants to help people and want the best for people. So I hope that he is doing okay and we are thinking of him. So anyway, on that cheery note, have a good couple of weeks.
Thanks. You guys too.
Yep, love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.